This is Tom Warren inviting you to listen to 5 Gospel Minutes as we continue our study today of the great threat of modernism to the cause of Christ in this world. Although most modernists seem to prefer to identify themselves by their method of approach rather than by their particular or specific beliefs, they certainly do not like to be identified as holding to any particular set of doctrines. There are some basic conclusions which most modernists seem to draw. Among these viewpoints are, first, agreement that man does not need a revelation from God. Modernists, you see, hold that man can use science and his own reasoning power to gain all the information he needs in regard to what he should do with his life. Then, in the second place, there is agreement among modernists that there is a personal God. Now, I'm talking here about moderate modernists, moderate liberals, and not the radical liberals or humanists. Among the moderate liberals, there is at least agreement that there is a personal God who has purposes and at least some power, though they would deny omnipotence. Third, modernists agree in rejection of miracles, including such miracles as the virgin birth of Jesus, the resurrection from the dead, the raising of the dead upon the part of Jesus and his early disciples in the days of the New Testament. In the fourth place, modernists are in agreement is in the acceptance of the Bible as merely a human document and not the inspired Word of God. In the fifth place, modernists are agreed in their rejection of the blood of Christ as the atonement for the sins of man. They also reject some other matters which are truly fundamental to the Christian faith, and I shall discuss these matters in more detail just a little later in our series of studies. This so-called moderate branch of modern liberalism considers itself to be in the mainstream of the Christian faith. The members of it believe they are the ones who actually are upholding the essential affirmations of true Christianity. In this view, of course, they are mistaken, for they deny practically every fundamental teaching or doctrine of the New Testament. For instance, they deny that Jesus was born of a virgin. They deny that Jesus lived a sinless life. They deny that Jesus gave his life on the cross, shed his blood for the sins of the world, that his blood actually has the power to wash away the sins of man. They deny the resurrection, the appearances that he made after he was resurrected. They deny the authority of the Great Commission, which he gave just before he ascended back to the right hand of the Father. They deny that he is now seated on the throne of God, at the right hand of God. They deny that he is coming again to call all men into judgment. But we shall say more of that later on, but let us now turn our attention to the more radical branch of liberalism, which I'm calling radical liberalism or humanism. Now, the radical branch of modern liberalism does not hold itself to be in the mainstream of Christian thought. It denies the existence of a personal, conscious God who has purposes and plans. Members of this branch often use the word God in their writings to be sure. But note carefully that when they do so, they mean merely something like a creative force in nature. They view man as the product of the blind, non-purposeful forces of the natural world. They view man as being no higher than a beast. Oh, we may say a beast who's been graduated out of the jungle, but nevertheless still a beast. There is no real essential difference between, let us say, an ape or a monkey and a man. In their view, there is no difference in kind between man and beast, but only a difference of degree. Recognizing no God, they recognize the Bible only as a human document. They reject the God revealed upon its pages, and they ridicule its teaching. Rejecting the God of the Bible, they practically make a God of their own reason, and they worship at the feet of the evolutionary hypothesis of Charles Darwin and those who agree with him on the evolutionary hypothesis. They use the evolutionary hypothesis not only to arrive at their view of man, but also to account for the existence of the Bible, rather than to admit the claim which is made in the Bible for itself, that every scripture is God-breathed. 2 Timothy chapter 3, verse 16. Our time is gone for today. Be with us tomorrow as we continue our detailed study of the threat of modernism to the cause of Christ.